Chapter 1. My name is Cassie. I can't tell you my last name. The Yerk danger is too great. There are days when it feels like a noose slowly tightening around my neck. There are days when I don't feel like I can trust anyone. But as long as they don't know for sure who I am, maybe my friends and I can stay alive. Maybe. Kind of dramatic sounding, right? I sound like maybe I'm paranoid or nuts, don't I? Well, trust me, I'm not being overdramatic. I'm probably the least dramatic person you'll ever meet. And I'm not one of those crazy conspiracy people or anything. Really. I'm just an average girl. I'm not some supermodel or rock star or whatever. I'm short, okay looking, but definitely not beautiful. I'm more stocky and solid than tall and willowy. If you want tall and willowy, you'll have to meet my best friend, Rachel. But that's not me. I'm a short girl with short black hair and no makeup and a wardrobe that runs the gamut from jeans all the way to overalls. I own 2 pairs of boots. Both are currently covered with mud and various kinds of animal poop. I also have a couple of nice pairs of rubber gloves. You don't even want to know what's all over them. See, I work with animals a lot. I help my dad, who's a veterinarian. He runs the Wildlife Rehabilitation Clinic, which is actually just our barn. He takes in all kinds of injured wildlife and sets their broken legs, and heals their mange, and soothes their burns, and disinfects their bites. I help him out after school and on weekends. Mostly, I do things like give the animals their meds. That's medications. I wash the animals and their cages, and feed them, and change dressings, and help my dad out in surgery. He's teaching me how to suture. You know, how to make stitches after you perform surgery. Cool, huh? At least to me it is. But in any case, now you know why I own poopy boots and gross gloves and several pairs of torn, stained jeans. What can I say? I will not be appearing on the cover of 17. On the other hand, Rachel is my best friend, and Rachel is without a doubt the coolest person I will ever know. And Jake likes me, as in likes, and he's the smartest, strongest, most balanced person I've ever met. Except maybe for my parents, who are cool, but in a parental way. So anyway, I guess the lack of a decent wardrobe hasn't set me back too much. One way you can judge a person is by looking at their friends and their enemies. I have wonderful friends and terrible enemies. I have the kind of enemies that no normal, short, fashion-impaired animal nut should have. Earth is being invaded. It is being invaded by a species of intelligent parasites called Yerks. In their normal state, they're just these grayish slugs, like big fat snails without their shells. But the Yerks have the ability to enter the brain of another animal, wrap themselves around the brain, sink into all the little cracks and crevices, and utterly take over. The Yerks have already enslaved the entire Hork-Bajir race. They've made allies of the vile taxons. And now, they are after us. They're here. They're all around you. You just don't know it. They can be anyone. You think you know your friends, your teachers, even your parents? Maybe you do. But maybe you don't. Because any of them might have a Yerk living inside their head. Any one of them might be a controller. That's what we call a person who is enslaved by a Yerk, a controller. A human controller, which is a human who is completely enslaved by the Yerk in his or her head. I mentioned Jake earlier. His brother Tom is one of them. At school, our assistant principal, Chapman, is one of them. And who is fighting to stop this invisible secret Yerk invasion? Just a bunch of kids.